Can we learn about the natural world from works of fiction? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Werner, assistant professor in the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Utah, reads up to find out.
I've always been a science fiction fan, which influenced my career in science. Science fiction allows readers to explore the near possible as it examines existential questions. I read Dune in college. There's a lot of ecology in Dune, with interesting political overtones. Also, the worms are really, really cool. The sandworms in Dune, called Shai Hulud, are similar, on a much larger scale, of course, to worms I study, called nematodes, or roundworms, which are the most abundant animal on Earth. Nematodes are found everywhere, from ocean bottoms to mountaintops. My colleague Julie Jung and I published a paper on our discovery of nematodes in Utah's Great Salt Lake, just the third type of animal known to live there. And the sandworm's teeth? That's not necessarily fiction. There are worms on our planet, including nematodes, that have teeth structures used to predate other worms or cut through plants and fungi. The longest nematode I know of inhabits the placenta of sperm whales and is about 28 feet long. In contrast, the sandworms in Dune are enormous. We're talking 4 football fields in length, making them much bigger than the largest animal on Earth, blue whales. Like Dune sandworms, nematodes sense vibration and they use that ability to find host insects in soil. Nematodes are a critical part of our ecosystem as they decompose and eat bacteria, and their waste feeds plants. Dune sandworms produce the most valuable resource called spice in this fictional universe, which enables the people on Arrakis to live extraordinarily long lives and also enables interstellar travel. Are there other compounds excreted by nematodes or other worms that might be useful? The answer is yes. Nematodes produce ascaricides that can do amazing things. They can increase the adult lifespan of nematodes, pause development, attract mates, or detect predators. Can ascaricides be used for interstellar travel? That remains to be determined.
That was Michael Werner of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.